Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
We've already said
that just sits here and makes me smile a little bit. I get a little teary at this. So that's an early hit by the Moody Blues called Go Now. And it's not a psychedelic song, right? I mean, obviously, you know, folks remember the Moody Blues, Nights in White Satin, Tuesday Afternoon, The Question, et cetera, all the stuff from their later years. But you know, in 1965, they were a good, solid, you know, concert rock band. And the reason why I played that song, I love it, loved it for years, is the keyboard player, the piano player on that tune is a guy named Mike Pinder. Mike was the original keyboardist with the Moody Blues, and he passed away yesterday, I think it was. You know, and the Moody Blues has lost a couple of members. Listen, I sit here and I contemplate this, and it just astounds me that we keep losing rock musicians right and left, and yet Keith Richards still stands. It's the line from Wayne's World 2, right? Keith can only be killed Keith cannot be killed by conventional weapons, I think is the line from that movie. Before we go, and I just wanted to throw that in there. One of the things I wanted to talk about this week, as soon as Tony asked me to do the show today, it was something I wanted to bring up. In addition to my love of music and my love of regulation, I'm a space nut. I've been interested in space travel and space flight since I was a kid. I'm a huge fan of the TV series, if you've never seen it, From the Earth to the Moon. And I'm very interested in us returning to space and not ceding space to other nations, especially China. And so I get dismayed when I hear folks in power talking essentially out of their posteriors about things. The administrator of NASA, former U.S. Senator from Florida, Bill Nelson, was testifying up on Capitol Hill earlier this week. Here's what he had to say. Let's play cut number 11.
And we're trying to get at what the Chinese are doing, you think, on the backside of the moon. Do you have any insights in that?
They are going to have a lander on the far side of the moon, which is the side that's always in dark. We're not planning to go there.
And why not? And what's the benefit of doing so?
We don't know what's on the backside of the moon, so that would be something that they would discover. But our decision is that it's more profitable for us to go to the South Pole.
Oh, my God.
Because we think that's where the water
is. We can stop it there. I mean, it's like, because it gets into the weeds. But the bottom line is the NASA administrator is fundamentally wrong. The NASA administrator, the person who is essentially in charge of directing our return to the moon and are taking further steps into outer space, says that, well, we don't know what's on the far side of the moon because it's dark. I mean, that's in line with Hank Johnson asking somebody if Guam was going to tip over if too many people were on it. That's the kind of idiocy we have. And it's so astoundingly ignorant. Yes. Hey, we do know what's on the dark side of the moon or the far side of the moon. How do we know this? Because we've flown around it many, many times and we've taken pictures. Now, you know, the moon is not always, you know, it's the far side of the moon is not always in darkness. What we're talking about here is the fact that, oh, I'll get into orbital mechanics here. I'll get into a little bit into the weeds. The way that the moon rotates, the way it spins around, and then its orbit around the Earth is such that the same side is always pointed towards the Earth, but that side is not always getting sunlight or light right? Because of the again the phases of the moon and the way, oh my God, it is pointed vis-a-vis the sun. So the far side of the moon is not always dark. We have flown around it. We have taken pictures of it. We've been around the moon a number of times. Not only when we landed on the moon, but other flybys around the moon. We've got maps there. But is it any wonder? Is it any wonder that we are losing ground in space? I know that's a mixed metaphor. Let's recalibrate. I know that we are losing. Is it any wonder that we are losing distance in space when we have idiots like this running our space program? I mean, listen, I guess in comparing to President Biden, Bill Nelson is a genius. It literally, I mean, it's like somebody woke up and started handing out stupid pills in Washington, D.C. to try to make the president of the United States look smarter. Well, here's a stupid pill for you, Bill Nelson. You go out and you pontificate about the far side of the moon being dark all the time. Oh, sorry. I did, you know, to end on that kind of a note, but I've had that in my head for the last couple of days here. Listen, I hope you've enjoyed what you've been hearing, especially folks who are relatively new to Tony Katz Today. I am Andrew Langer. You can find me. I host three podcasts, The Lunch Hour with Federal Newswire, wherever fine podcasts are found. This week, I interviewed Chuck DeVore from the Texas Public Policy Foundation. The Andrew and Jerry Save the World. We're going to have a new episode out next week. And also Swamp Secrets, Exposing Regulatory Dark Matter. Thanks for tuning in at Andrew_Langer on Twitter. Have fun, everybody. Stay safe.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.